Luke chapter 11, verses 29 to 54. The sign of Jonah. As the crowds increased, Jesus said, "This is a wicked generation. It asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and now something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here." The lamp of the body. No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden, or under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, so that those who come in may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body also is full of light. But when they are unhealthy, your body also is full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light, and no part of it dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you. Woes on the Pharisees and the experts in the law. When Jesus had finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat with him. So he went in and reclined at the table. But the Pharisee was surprised when he noticed that Jesus did not first wash before the meal. Then the Lord said to him, "Now then, you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? But now, as for what is inside you, be generous to the poor, and everything will be clean for you. Woe to you Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and all other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. You should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogues and respectful greetings in the marketplace. Woe to you, because you are like unmarked graves, which people walk over without knowing it." One of the experts in the law answered him, "Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us also." Jesus replied, "And you experts in the law, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them. Woe to you, because you build tombs for the prophets, and it was your ancestors who killed them. So you testify that you approve of what your ancestors did. They killed the prophets, and you build their tombs. Because of this, God in his wisdom said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and others they will persecute.' Therefore, this generation will be held responsible for the blood of all the prophets that has been shed since the beginning of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be held responsible for it all. Woe to you experts in the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who are entering." When Jesus went outside, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began to oppose him fiercely and to besiege him with questions, waiting to catch him in something he might say. We read today of what shows on the outside is a reflection of what is inside. It is true that we can pretend, but eventually our inner state is reflected by our actions and our attitudes. In our reading, Jesus calls out the Pharisees who challenge him because he has not washed his hands. A very pertinent topic for us in this day and age. However, the Pharisees would have seen this as a religious context, that Jesus had not performed the correct outward rules to ensure he was clean according to the law, Jesus uses this to make his point that they were zealous about the outward signs of complying with God's law, but terrible about meeting the requirements to look after the poor and not to weigh down God's people with endless rules and regulations. Jesus also speaks to us in this, and with the helpful analogy of the light from a lamp. He calls us to ensure that we are filled with his light and not concerned with the external perception of our faith. If all is well, our light will shine steadily and brightly. The light will shine into the world and draw those who do not know Jesus to him. The light is our actions and our words, which must reflect our daily journey with Jesus. As humans, we like stories and are prone to embellish them from time to time to make them more exciting or relevant. In speaking of the stories of Jesus' impact on our lives, we must remain firm in the reality and truthfulness of our experiences, and then they will be the most powerful stories of all. This Lent, look for someone you can share your stories of your experience of Jesus with, and share them as a light shining into the world. I've recently started singing with the babies and toddlers group at church. It is tremendously uplifting to have the children dance and stomp around while shaking their percussion instruments while I sing to them. There is such a joy in the simplicity of nursery rhymes and their actions. This probably explains why I've chosen as our hymn today one of those simple Sunday school songs of old, "This Little Light of Mine." Not content with just a couple of verses, I've written some of my own and given the song a slight swing feel. I hope you have as much fun listening to it as I had recording it.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it underneath a bowl, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it underneath a bowl, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shows what the power of love can do, I'm gonna let it shine. Shows what the power of love can do, I'm gonna let it shine. Shows let it shine. Will you come along with me and let your little light shine? Will you come along with me and let your little light shine? Will you come along with me and let your little light shine? Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. The light that shines in you and me, we're gonna let it shine. The light that shines in you and me, we're gonna let it shine. The light that shines in you and me, we're gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All the time, let it shine, all the time.
We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. If your whole body is full of light and no part of it dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you. loving Father, we pray that our lives may match our words, that as we speak of you, our actions will not speak more loudly than our words. Help us not to drive people away from you by our rules and traditions, but in all things to be sensitive to your calling, that we should love as you love. In our worship, may we be innovative and flexible, whilst not losing sight of the reason for worship, as we praise your holy name. Keep our worship from becoming rigid and comfortable, more for our own enjoyment than from a need to come into your house and pour out our praise and worship to you. Help us to be a light to the nations in all that we do. Amen.